Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network. Preparedness Radio. With your host, John Jeffers.
And good evening. John Jeffers here at the Contra Radio.
Okay. Yes,
tonight we're going to talk about the great debate. There are two great debates in the prepper community that I can recall offhand. One was expiration dates on canned foods, and the second great debate was, or is still going, about fish antibiotics, whether humans can use them or not. So let's delve into the great debate. A fish antibiotics, shall we? And before we get started, I see from the the analytics from the last episode I did, we talked about physical fitness for preppers. Most of you have chosen to sadly not listen to it, but that's okay. That's up to you. Like I said, if you want your last vision of your family being a 90-degree angle, that's up to you. Solely up to you. And your last thought about your family, of course, because you're not fit, you're not physically fit or able to do things. Your last thought being, who's going to take care of my family? I'm gone. I'm done. I see Porky Wheel is in the video feed here on the Go Live here on the face on the liked page on Facebook. And so is Brandon. Welcome, gentlemen. Glad you're here. And, of course, there are the ladies that are listening. Now, apparently, if you listen to Julie's show last night, she has declared prepping dead, long live homesteading. I still have to listen to it, guys. I haven't got a chance to listen to it. The last 3 days, it's been raining here. So it's like, really? Good stuff. Good, good, good. And it was, we once saw the waters receding. They're now back, coming up again. It's like, oh, man. So, anyways, I got my RV out of the way. I towed it to a safe location. I did see a couple RVs, travel trailers, if you will, whose owners decided to leave them lakeside. And last time I saw them, one was like this, and another one was like that. Oh, yeah. Either you take care of your stuff or you don't. I guess that's the bottom line here. For you members of Patreon.com, you know what? I'm going to hold off on it. I got to make sure I acquire the appropriate material as a giveaway for you people that are members of Patreon.com and you support this show on a monthly basis. I want to make sure I be able to get my paws on the premium gift I want to give to you. And unlike this one, it won't, I'll have to mail it physically. All right. But I got to make sure I get it. Brandon's in Canada again, so he's got to listen later. So, you know, I swear, I think the guy lives in the United States, but he works in Canada half the time, but it is what it is. Brandon, thanks for checking in, buddy. I appreciate it. Good guy. Like him a lot. And, of course, Porky Wheel being the ever-faithful listener. You know, for those of you who don't listen all the time, try to emulate Porky Wheel. It's like 2 a.m. his time. He listens every Wednesday and every Sunday. He gets a gold star, and I got to get him out a T-shirt. I got some leftover ones. I got to get those out to him. I got to remember that. Okay. Some of the great debates we're seeing is, by the way, if you want to join in. Oh, somebody's already calling. Our number is 516-453-9389. Area code 318. Go ahead.
How you doing tonight?
How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Did your camper get damaged then?
No, sir. I towed it out. The day before.
What I did was
I took it back up to the dealership. They got enough room there. They're on high ground, and they're farther away from where I am. They're about 10, 15 miles. And like I said, they had more than enough room, and they were more than willing to let me keep it there. So it's still there until I feel like it's okay to bring it back. But until that time, it's there for the time being. And while it's there, I'm going to give a plug. It's RV Fun Times in Antioch, Illinois. RV Fun Times in Antioch, Illinois. They're at the corners of Route 45 and Route 173. While I had it there, I had them do some maintenance on it. You know, I had to have something taken care of it anyways. But as long as it's there, I might as well get it taken care of, right? Why waste time? And they were more than happy to keep it. They said, "You want to take it with you?" I said, "No, I want to keep it there here because it's safer." They said, "No problem." So, anyways. All right. Let me think. The great debate, fish antibiotics. There is a debate, especially if you're new preppers, you're new to prepping, or you're a new patriot. Some of the things that we have to keep an eye on is this. Hey, Gare.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm going to put you on mute, all right? And I'll check back with you.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, buddy. There we go. Yeah, you see, Gary is on the cell phone out in the middle of God's country. A lot of times he gets a funky signal on the cell phone. So instead of driving everybody crazy, a lot of times he just likes to call and listen in. That's fine. I've got no problem with that. So what I was saying, if you're new to this, there's been a debate that's been raging for as long as I can remember when I became a prepper, and that is whether or not fish antibiotics are safe for humans to use. And you got one of the factions say, no, it isn't. It's made for animals. You don't know the quality control on it. You don't know what's actually in it. You don't know whether the active ingredients are up to human grade standards, that kind of thing. The other faction on the fish antibiotics say this, I am surprised that Dawn has not already called in because I know she's all over this. I know Julie's all over this, but Julie really can't say anything about it because she'll lose her nursing certificate or nursing license. And I'm not going to put her in that position, nor would I want to. So, anyways, the other faction says, yes, you can. And their reasoning is this. They're saying, when you go to the pill mills, the factories, the manufacturing, if you look at this, survivalist preppers have told me this, the great people. Lisa, she told me about this. And I asked her about it, and she was very forthcoming. And that is this, when you get to the factories first of all, the product may look a little different color wise. The capsules might be different colors, but the imprint information on the capsules is the same as you would for humans. And their argument is that the reason they're the same as what you're getting for your dog or your fish or your cat is this. If you have a poison problem, you call poison control, you give them the information that's on the capsule, and they'll know it. Poison control know exactly what it is that you're talking about. If you go to the doctor, you get a prescription, say for amoxicillin. You look at the amoxicillin capsule, whether it's 250 milligrams, 500 milligrams, whatever. You will notice the numbers are the same as the ones that say you got for your fish antibiotics. And they also make this argument, and this is the argument that swung me, and that was this. These factories who are churning out these antibiotic pills, they are not going to stop the production line and say, wait a minute, We were making fish antibiotics. Now we got to make some human biotics. And they're not going to stop the production line, clean all the equipment for all the time it takes, and then start up again. And then they'll go, well, wait, we now need to make dog antibiotics. Stop the line, clean all the equipment, and re-go again. They're not going to do it. First of all, the factories probably can't afford to do that. That's going to cost them time. And for them, time is money. So they are not going to sit there and reformulate the entire line and reformulate whatever it is, the active ingredients, the amoxicillin, for a specific species. They're just not going to do that. It costs them time, and time is money, and they've got orders to fill. Now, if you disagree with me, I want you to call. Call. Give me a call. 516-453-9389. Shane is in the Go Live like page on CRN, watching the video, as is Tim. Welcome, Tim. Glad. Hope you guys are in here. So in the meantime, well, let me type out a quick message to these guys because they're good guys. I like them. I do. I always appreciate it when they call in or take the time to, you know, to do. So, all right. So in the meantime, now, according to Lisa at Survivalist Preppers, she has taken the fish antibiotics. She says they're the same thing. They work just as well. After doing some looking into some of it, because you can find some arguments online for both pro and con, whether to use them or not to use them. You, as a prepper group leader, along with your medical officer, need to make a conscious decision whether to stockpile these miracles in a bottle or not. That's a decision that prepper group leaders and their group members need to come to a consensus on. I would say this, and okay, to be fully transparent, right now, this is, you know, I'm dealing with this Staphylococcus aureus right back here. Broke out last about 4 or 5 days ago. I didn't know what it was at first. And then I did some looking into it. Okay, I know what this is, da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm thinking, why am I going to pay to go to the doctor just to get a prescription? So, you know what? Let me go online. Go online. Ah, this is what's used for this particular affliction. So, we're going to get to it, Shane. You're absolutely right. So there's a number of items you could use for Staphylococcus aureus breakout. Diabetics are susceptible to it. I didn't know that. I do now. So anyways, Brian, let's see. No, who is that? No, Porky Wheel. No, the dose amount will not differ between ones for human and animals. They just don't. I have never seen it. It's 250 milligrams, 500 milligrams, 100 milligrams. Those are what I've always seen them marketed in. So, and Tim is, again, reloading. He's reloading his brass while listening tonight. Once again, congratulations. I like it when he does that because I know he's listening. He's concentrating on what he's doing, and he's listening, so I like that. So I ran downstairs, looked at my emergency supplies, my preps. Hey, what's this? Oh, cefaloxin. I'm sorry, cefalexin. So let's see. Look on the line. It's one of the treatments. I have been taking it now for 3 days. Fish antibiotics for 3 days. As the wife has been, she says, you look like you've been shot. I said, if I look that, I want to tell him you shot me. She goes, you better not. I said, I wouldn't. I said, even if you did, it probably could be considered justified. So either way, you're covered. But she says, today, she actually said, I'm seeing a marked improvement. I said, really? She goes, yeah. Okay. Because I waited like 2 or 3 days before I started taking it because I wanted to make sure what I'm dealing with and what we were doing was working. What we were doing beforehand wasn't working. Now it is. One of the other things that we're using on it, triadine, sometimes called, I don't know if you can even get it anymore. It's a surgical prep for surgical sites, antiseptic and a germicidal. It's kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't remember it. But anyways, she found that, and so we've been using that and the antibiotic ointment, and we cover it with gauze, and I've been popping the cephalexin. I haven't gotten sick. It seems to be working. You see marked improvement. This is day two, according to the information that I've been able to locate on dealing with this particular affliction, is that you got to take antibiotics 4 times a day, 500 milligrams 4 times a day. Okay. So far, so good. Now, Shane is talking about the sulfamethoxazole tabs. Yes. They do sell those. If you want to know where I found my fish antibiotics, I found them at campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. I did check on today. Today they've got a special going. You get 4 different fish antibiotics for $134. You're saving them a bunch of money doing it that way. I ordered up some. I am not telling you to go out and do something illegal. I am not telling you to do something that would make you sick. I'm simply telling you what I have done, what I am doing. So do not sit there and say, well, John at CRN told me to go ahead and take these. No, I did not. I'm telling you what I did. And so now brings us back to the great debate. Should you use fish antibiotics for human use? And I mean, that's the question, really. I mean, you know, my phone is acting up, so we will turn that down because I'm sick and tired of dealing with it. I hate it. You know, I wish I never bought this damn thing. If you want to get all, I liked it better. If you want to get a hold of me, just call me at my house. Hate the damn thing. All right, what else we got there? Porky Will. Mermaid John taking fish antibiotics with the flood outside, covering all the bases. You know, you blind monkey. You colorblind bastard. You know, and I'm thinking that's where I got this. Because I think, if I remember, the symptoms kind of popped up the day after I was out sandbagging last week. So you might be right. I don't know. But anyway, as a prepper group leader, you got to make a decision. And remember this, guys. You need to remember this. There are expiration dates on antibiotics. And the more reputable dealers for fish antibiotics will tell you before you buy what the expiration date is on the particular lot of fish antibiotics that they're marketing. So therefore, now I'm really pushing the edge on this one because mine expired back in January 2017. So I'm kind of like on the 6-month mark, but poison myself. I'm not dead. I'm not puking, and I'm still talking to you. So you draw your own conclusions. As for the 11th APG, my prepper group and my family, hey, it's Julie. Julie's in. Julie, we're talking about fish antibiotics. I hope she's listening. I know she's here. Okay. Everybody say hi to Julie. If you're on the Facebook page, Go Live, the like page. Say hi to Julie. She's a very lonely woman. She's a nice person. She really is. All right. So in the meantime, you are going to be able, you know, you'll have the antibiotics if they expire. You know, do what you got to do. I would pay attention to what's that? Julie says, don't worry, they're still good. Oh, Julie. Yes, dear. Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking with cephalexin. I got to remember it's lexin, not loxin. She is not good or she is not high. I can't decide. So we should have her call in so we can talk to her. I haven't talked to her since her rate road trip. When the grid goes down and you've got these beautiful little miracles in a plastic bottle, your medical officer is going to need to be very, very judicious with the distribution of these. Because let's assume the grid's down and there is no medical help coming, and that's the way it is. What you've got is what you've got. You don't have any, there's nothing else being made unless you have access to, you know, whatever. But let's assume that what you have is what you have. Your medical officer is going to have to be very judicious in handing out and treating any illnesses or afflictions that come into the group. So my question is this then. If you're not willing to do this, you don't want to do the fish antibiotics for whatever reason. That's fine. That's your choice. That's a choice for your leadership and your group, but you've chosen not to. Are you able to go to your doctor, your general practitioner, family doctor, say, yeah, I'm a prepper, and I would like you to write me a prescription for these antibiotics? Would he do it? My guess is generally no, they won't, because right now, what was that? Okay, right. An herb. Okay, that's true too, Julie. If you're right now, the medical community is extremely worried about antibiotic resistance from different types of afflictions, from biological infections. So are they willing to trust you to be able to, you know, do that? I don't know. Are they willing to trust you to only do what you're supposed to do? My guess is no doctor will do it because they're under the impression. Look, I have nothing against doctors. I think doctors are essential to our civilization. I still think that we are in the, we're not in the voodoo days of medicine, but we might be, what do I want to call it? Maybe, well, I don't know. We're not, our medical expertise has not been fulfilled as much as it can be just because of who we are. We haven't advanced to that level yet. Now, Julie's ebook, for those of you that were Patreon.com members and those that they made a donation for that, you've got that. My point is this. If you have a member, say they come down with sepsis, all right, antibiotics can easily take care of it. They can. Easily take care of it. But you've chosen either A, not to use fish antibiotics. You do not have antibiotics in your medical supply catch, going to die. Is that person's life worth $30 for fish antibiotics? My point is this, and Julie's, I know Julie's listening. You know, some antibiotics you can take even if they expire. I believe some, they just don't lose their effectiveness. They've actually become somewhat poisonous. It could actually make you sick. I don't know. I have not looked into that just yet. Yeah, Timmy, we're talking about shelf life. Absolutely. Maybe Julie could give us a heads up in that direction, because I think that's important. You know what I'm saying? So, let me in the chat room. Chuck in Nebraska. Hey, buddy. Anyways. What we're talking about is this. Look, you're going to have to figure it out. I've chosen to put fish antibiotics into my supply catch. I am actually taking them now. So far, so good. I mean, I'm not dead. I'm not dying. I'm not puking. I'm not sick. Now, who was it? Who was in the chat room that thought they were smart? Okay, who was it? Who was it? Who was it? I'll find you. If Shane's still listening, Shane, I haven't forgot about you, pal. There's a sulfamethoxazole tabs. And, yes, you can get them at campingsurvival.com. Well worth it. Who was it that thought they were being a smart? Oh, that was Porky Wheel, that colorblind monkey. I don't know what to do with him half the time. God knows I like the guy, but what, you know. Now, Porky Will says he's used expired antibiotics that have been out of date for 12 months. They're not as strong, so he needs to take a treatment for slightly longer, but still work. I would agree with that. And you got to take them properly. Now, you're probably saying, what is that one, Julie? One antibiotic is bad past date, but it isn't a usual one. Huh, I wonder which one it is. You're wondering, well, which antibiotics do I take for a sinus infection? What antibiotics would I take for sepsis? What antibiotic would I take for Staphylococcus aureus? And if so, what dosage and for how long? Those are great questions, and there is an answer. And the answer is, hold on, I'm going to find that book. I just ordered it today, and I thought I had it in my supply patch, but I didn't. So I want to tell you about it so we can all get on the book. Now, this is the third edition on it. It's the third edition they put out. I understand that this is it's called the Survival Medicine Handbook, third edition. I did find a campus where it's about $38. They cover a wide range of topics with the book. And what I want to do is this, for those of you, all right, hold on, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Let me get this, come over here. I'm going to put it right here, guys. There that is, here and here. There we go. What does that say? What is that, Julie? Our book has a... Right, okay, there you go. Julie's already done the work for you guys. So if you're already a member of Patreon.com, you have that information already. Thank you, Julie. As a matter of fact, Julie Dunn, you get a gold star, you get this. Mm-hmm. Iced tea. The wife made sun tea today. Yummy. Tea is wonderful. Love iced tea. Hooked on it. I'm actually addicted to that crap. It will be the end of me one day, I'm sure. But if you're not a member of Patreon.com, you did not get a copy of Julie's ebook. You have chosen not to donate, you know, whatever. You don't get a copy of the ebook. Donate to CRN, and I will email you a copy of Julie's ebook, which is actually, you take a look at the kind of information she put in there. It's well worth the money, guys. And, or if you want, you could go to Campus Survival, order up the Survival Medicine Handbook, third edition, pay $38. I got an idea. Save yourself $8, donate $30 to the show, and I'll send you Julie's ebook. That's a wonderful, wonderful idea. Now, we're getting back to it. So there is information out there you can do. I like Camping Survival for my fish antibiotics. They're out of North Carolina. The antibiotics they sell are made by Thomas Labs, which, by the way, they've been making antibiotics for since the early 70s. Many of the labs that make the fish antibiotics, dog antibiotics, cat antibiotics, guess what? They're making human antibiotics too. Thomas Labs, I believe, is part of something called DAVA, D-A-V-A Pharmaceuticals, which manufactures what? Human antibiotics. So Thomas Labs just does it differently. Same information, same basically just distributing it differently, that's all. It's the same product, just using different distributors, that's all. So, All right. So with that said, what do you, are you going to add that? Do you think you should add fish antibiotics to your supply catch? That's really the question. So what is it, what do you want to do? What is it you think you should do?
I like it.
I reject Tim's advice that iced tea could be bad if you are prone to kidney stones. Sir, there's nothing bad about iced tea. Don't you ever talk that way about my iced tea ever again, sir. Anyways, as a prepper member, let me ask you this. As an individual prepper, do you believe you should have fish antibiotics, and are you willing to use them in your supply catch? You know, I wasn't even going to say anything about it to the guys, about me using them, until literally 30 seconds before the show. And I said, you know what? To know. They need to know that I don't just talk it, I also walk it. And if I'm saying I'm going to use fish antibiotics in my supply catch, I am using them now. I'm not even going to answer you. You're an ignorant bastard. I can't stand you anymore. Oh, I hope you choke in your damn... Never mind. We get back to it. You know, I need you to understand that, yes, I do take it. I am taking it now. It does... I am starting to see the clearing effect. I only took a couple. So, All right, from Julie. If you're not listening on the Facebook video feed, as you should be, Julie put something out. She says, there's a study done by a doctor online comparing them. They are the same thing unless they have something to help fins grow. And I want you to understand something. I'm going to get in trouble for this. This is going to cause a lot of controversy, and I really don't give a damn. So bear with me. Buckle up. We're going on the roller coaster ride of what the hell did John just say now? And is this, fish are tiny. Do you really think they need a 500 milligram antibiotic? Really? You know, they say, well, the FDA doesn't approve it. The FDA doesn't approve a lot of stuff. They just don't. They can't certify everything. If you think for a moment that the FDA doesn't know that people are buying fish antibiotics and using them on themselves, you're very naive. They know. They just, let's put it this way, they don't care. They got bigger fish to fry, literally, and we ain't it. They've known for years that preppers and survivalists buy fish antibiotics. They do. They know that. They were going to make a move to regulate it, but then they didn't. And let me ask you something. Do you think you should have to go to your doctor, pay the copay for a visit, and then go and pay whatever it is for your prescription for your antibiotic? You know, I'm sorry. You can only have 5 days worth. Or are you intelligent enough to sit there, do your research, do your reading, do your due diligence in figuring out about how antibiotics work, where to go to look for the proper dosage for what it is you're looking. Are you capable of handling a bottle of antibiotics, 100 count, 500 milligrams, and you only pay $30 for it, or maybe $50, depending on what it is? Are you willing, as a prepper leader, to go without in your group the life-saving miracles of antibiotics? Now, bear in mind, antibiotics cannot treat anything viral. Two different infections, two different monkeys in the circus. All right? But let's be honest about it. Antibiotics are just that. They're a miracle in a bottle. People used to die all the time for stuff that we consider routine. Hey, take an antibiotic. Guess what? It clears right up. Biological infection negated, people live. As a prepper group leader, I urge you to check with your medical supply officer, your medical officer in your group. If you don't have one, you should get one. And make a list of the antibiotics that you are going to need. It's that important. It's like physical fitness. It contributes to the health of the group should the grid go down or when the grid goes down. And you don't have any access. Look, let's say it this way. Medical help's not coming. And if you're going to the hospital with your injured or sick or your nearest, you know, Camp FEMA, what kind of a leader would not think to put antibiotics in the supply catch for the welfare and the health of his group or her group, as the case may be? You tell me. I firmly believe that it's okay to take said antibiotics. I firmly believe that fish antibiotics are for fish that could be used for human consumption, even though the label on the bottle says not for human consumption. When, why, and why do you think that is? Personally, I think it's because they can charge more for human antibiotics than they can for fish, and they want to make a bigger profit. I get it. Look, I'm a capitalist. I get it. It's okay to be a capitalist, just don't do it at my expense. And it's also because I'm a capitalist, and I will go ahead and feel free to obtain the antibiotics at the cheapest possible price that I can to maintain it. Okay? That's where I'm at, guys. Let's check. Anybody calling in? Nobody called in. Everybody's kind of quiet. You know, this is talking about, you know, I said we're moving away from prepping. This is just not prepping. This is actual operational group stuff. Your medical supply officer should have a book or have the knowledge, preferably. I like the reference book. I don't mean one that's on your phone or your iPad. An actual book, paper, ink. You could read it, open it anytime. I don't need electricity to read it. It's always going to be there. This is operational stuff. And if your medical supply officer, your medical officer, does not have antibiotics in there, your supply catch for your group, or you don't have it for your family, I want to know why. Oh, by the way, once again, I'm starting to see rumors circulating how the government's going to come, kick in my door, and grab my supply preps. Especially when they find out that I'm a prepper. To happen. I don't even hear the black helicopters. I don't even see them. The last time I saw any helicopters around my area was when Governor Rauner was touring the flood-ravaged Lake County. And it was just two Sikorskis, not a big deal. If you're a prepper, that's fine. You got some people that scream out for, that's fine. I have yet to have anybody, you know, look, I've been doing this show for 3 years, going on 4 years now. Guess what, guys? Very few people I know personally here actually ask me anything about prepping. Some might make a few smart-ass comments about it, but I know whose door they're going to be knocking on, and I know which door I will open for them or not open. Them. Look, guys, camping, look, you get your fish antibiotics anywhere you want. I prefer campingsurvival.com. If you do, let them know you heard about me here. We were talking about them. We're giving a shout out to them. And like I said, they've got a special now. Four different antibiotics for your fish for $134. Well worth it. They'll give you a breakdown. They'll tell you which antibiotics, when they expire, all that good stuff. All right. So there we have it. There it is. Anybody want to make a comment? It's gotten real quiet. I know it looks like my friend in North Carolina has them. He's put them in his supply catch. He said, you know, that's what I did. I put in my supply catch until I needed it. I said, wait a minute. I'm going to go pay cash for the doctor for a freaking office visit. And then he's going to write me a prescription. Then I'm going to go to the pharmacy, fill it, and pay more money for that. Well, let's see here. Oh, this is what I have in my inventory. This is what it says to use. And for how long and for how many. Oh. Like I said, I'm a capitalist. Not only do I enjoy making money when I can, I also enjoy saving money whenever I can. Some people call that cheap or frugal. I call it, that's money that I spend that the government doesn't need to have. So, you know, I said, and the very first time I heard about this was from Lisa at Survivalist Preppers. She, too, has a nursing degree, I believe, if I remember right. I could be wrong on that. But she told me that, she says, these are the exact same things you'll get at the pharmacy. The color of the capsule might be different, but because of the pill identification laws, it's the same damn numbers. Oh, are you kidding me? No. All right. Now, if Julie's still listening, I got a question. Would the nursing handbook have that information in it, Julie? I don't know. I don't have the book with me, and I've been too lazy to go downstairs and grab it. So my question is, Julie, if you're listening, the nursing handbook that they have, would that have the same kind of information on it? I'm curious. Give her a minute. Maybe she'll get out there with it. All right. In the meantime, no callers. If you're wondering about physical fitness, yeah, keep doing it, guys. Keep lifting. Keep running. Keep walking. Do whatever you can. If you've been following Justin out of Sacramento, he did something kind of interesting. He put out his bug out bag on the CRN group page, and he let everybody know what was in it, and I guess he was going to put a tent in it. Well, his bug out bag weighs 87 pounds, if I remember right. But he says, but his bug out bag has a frame and all that. Well, that's fine. You could probably hump 87 pounds for about 5 minutes, and then you're going to start feeling the effects of it. I'm not criticizing him. I thought it was a pretty brave thing to do. And other people listening that are on the group page have been commenting. And, you know, there was nothing nasty about the comments, just some tips, some ideas, you know, which is what we should be doing anyways. As preppers and patriots, we should be helping each other out, building each other up, giving each other ideas. It's okay to spout your ideas, guys. No one's going to criticize you for it. And if you get criticized for it, then shame on the person doing the criticizing. Look, not everybody has all the answers. They don't. I don't. Julie doesn't. Dawn doesn't. You know, Dawn thinks she does. But the bottom line is no one has all the answers. We get by because of who we are, because of our common mindset, our common goals. That's how we get by. We don't get by getting crazy, criticizing, and running down everyone else. You know, there are too many people in the prepper community. Okay, I know, I'm going to catch hell for it. I don't care. I don't. There are too many people in the prepper community who believe that they're smarter than everyone else, that they know more than everyone else. And they're not afraid to stomp you in the ground to prove their own intellectual superiority, even if they're wrong. Well, here, for you people that do that, here's my advice, and I want you to take it to heart, really, and I really want you to think it over. I think you should fuck off and die. Because if that's how you act, make sure I am never, ever a part of your prepper group. Sorry, I know there are probably some kids listening, but I've been seeing some things that I don't like. again, people who think that they're God's gift to preppers, that they and they alone were with Noah, who was the world's greatest prepper, by the way. If you don't believe me, read the book. And they're more than willing to sit there and try to prove their intellectual superiority by stomping someone's ideas or comments as, you know, belittling them, and I don't like doing that. I don't believe that's the way we as preppers and patriots should treat each other. We got enough detractors on the left to do that for us. Why in the hell are we helping them? We should be helping each other. We should be lifting each other up, not just emotionally saying, hey, look, yeah, you did this. It's okay to be wrong. You got time to fix it. Fix it this way. Maybe this would work better for you. Instead, I've seen some things that just drive me bonkers. And I've only seen it a couple times on the group page. And it's been remedied and addressed, and I have not seen it since then. As a matter of fact, those that I had that I went to with this problem, this issue, have since become great uplifters, helpers. People should not be afraid to come to you, ask a question, you know, and risk and feel like they're going to be stomped into the ground, you know, in front of God and everybody because they asked a question that maybe you thought was stupid or, duh, you're not a prep. If you're a prepper, you don't know that. You know what? Again, FOAD, if that's your attitude, because I don't want you to. In fact, if that's your attitude, I don't want you even listening to my show. I don't want to be associated with you. I need people who are willing to help others. And I mean helping others in terms of helping people who are like-minded. We've got new preppers that listen to this show. They need help. We're trying to get them. You know, you got guys like Tim and Julie and even Dawn and Gary and Brian and Terry, who've been doing this a lot longer than I have. And I don't have all the answers. I just chose to come online and start showing my ignorance to the world. That's how I've learned. It's true. I don't have all the answers. But they're willing to sit there and say, you know what, you need to get this. You need to get that. And I'm telling you now, you need to get fish antibiotics into your medical supply. Catch. You need to have it in there, guys. If you don't, think about this briefly, if you would. What if your child came down with something that could, a simple sinus infection or pneumonia, which before antibiotics proved pretty deadly. And what if your child came down with pneumonia or a sinus infection or whatever? And for the cost of $30 for a bottle of antibiotics, you could save their life. Wouldn't it be worth it? Worth it to me. And I'm not saying you should think like me. And I'm not even saying you should do like me. But just think about that. I'm sure Julie could give much better examples of different types of ailments, afflictions, and biological infections that antibiotics could stop and cure and save people's lives. If you're going to be an operational group, you got to have it, guys. It's that simple. Guys and gals, you got to have it. If you're a medical supply officer and you have not broached this subject with your prepper group leaders, you need to broach that subject. You need to do it now. Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself. It's like the physical fitness we were talking about last week. Physical fitness is going to benefit you first. Family and group will also benefit from it. Something else you want. Proof. Medical evidence suggests if you are physically fit and you are injured in some way, whether it's say, let's say you're shot, stabbed, fell on something, cut yourself. If you are physically fit, you will heal faster. If you are not physically fit, guess what happens? You don't heal as fast. You're more susceptible to infections. If that isn't enough to make you think that maybe I should become physically fit, start exercising regularly, start getting antibiotics into my supply catch. If that doesn't trip a switch somewhere, I don't know what to tell you. I can't help you with it. Okay, I've got a few minutes left. And Chuck in Nebraska, he said the same thing. He says, you know, that's how, you know, we've all made, you know, Chuck says, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. Hey, we've all made mistakes. And again, that is how we learn. My supposition is this: it's okay to make mistakes. And you need, if you screw up, just say, I screwed up. You know what? Because no one else is going to take credit for it. Now, if you make a great discovery or whatever, everybody will take credit for it. You screwed up and it's a bad, and bad juju has, you know, followed you on that. No one else will take credit for it. They will all point their fingers at you, but that's okay. That's how we learn. That is how we learn. And this is how we're going to learn. People listen to this show all over the country and sometimes all over the world. You know, I haven't even looked at the analytics internationally. I've just been watching what's going on here in the United States. Before I leave, I want to touch on something. This is going to get you guys crazy. I received a text message from Terry the other night. Something is going down. It came from a person who's a radar operator on a C-130. Perhaps you've seen this message. Training schedules have been put aside. More missions are coming up that are not training missions. Something is in the wind, my friends. Can't find out what it is. Can't figure out what it is. Some say it's centering somewhere in Saudi Arabia. Some are speculating it has to do with the DPRK. I don't know. But it's out there. Something's up. What it is, I don't know. But it would behoove one always be vigilant, be alert, be situationally aware. Draw your own conclusions. Make your own judgments. It's okay. I'm not going to hold them. I'm not going to hold you to them. I mean, I don't have my Ouija board or my magic eight ball. Oh, what's going to happen? Oh, ask again later. Oh. No, don't have that. But that's why, again, we're preppers. This is why we are patriots. This is why we prepare for the, shall we say, unexpected. And you can determine, you can define unexpected any way you want. That's why I'm suggesting you get fish antibiotics. You can take them. Notice, no gills. No gills. It's all right. And it's okay, you know what? To be a prepper means you are responsible, not to yourself, but to others. And those others, whether it's your prepper group or your family, it's okay. No one's going to hold you to a higher standard. We all screw up while we're prepping, and it's okay. The real trick is to fix it. It's not a big deal to fix it. Get the fish antibiotics into your supply preps. That's my suggestion to you. Get physically fit. That's my suggestion to you. You don't have to do it. You don't. You want to die on the side of the road? Die on the side of the road by a heart attack. If that's acceptable to you and your family, so be it. God love you. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of Contra Radio Network. You know, I have not come up with a title for this show. I was going to call the Sunday night show the PP show, Preppers and Patriots show, but I thought, no, it's funny, but after a while it wears thin. So I thought maybe I'll find a different name for it. If you guys got an idea for a title for the Sunday night show, let me know. I'll consider it. You know me, I'll listen to everybody. I may not agree with you, but I'll listen to you. So I'll be back Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central Time. I'd like to thank Brian and Tim and Gary and Julie and Shane and Porky Wheel. All those people. Yes. Brandon, thank you. Chuck in Nebraska, thanks for checking in, buddy. I haven't heard from you in a while. I'm glad you decided to check in. If you want to check out this episode, I will be posting it. It'll be on YouTube. It'll also be on the CRN like page, not the group page, like page. So with that said, let me know what you guys think. I love hearing back from you guys. Email me, ContraRadio@live.com, ContraRadio@live.com. Love hearing it. All right. So for the rest of you, I'm John Jeffers here at the Contra Radio Network saying thank you for joining me Sunday night. I appreciate it. You know, be with us on Wednesday. We'll be back. 8 o'clock right here. Listen to Julie's show, Ladies of the Watch. It might be for the women, but guys, you can learn a lot. And of course, for the political side, listen to Contra Dawn. Check out her shows. Yes. So, until then, to my prepper and patriot friends, I say to you this. Be safe, be alert, and be vigilant. I'm John Jeffers here at the Contra Radio Network saying good night, and thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it. I appreciate your support. Good night.
Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy. They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Welcome to Total Wine and More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine and More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in store or online at TotalWine.com.